so much talk coming into this game about the Lightning being the number one team, and we've kind of talked about it a little bit coming in here. What's it like game day as you prepare for this Tampa team here tonight?
Nothing changes in your routine, but there's always a buzz and an anticipation when you're playing the number one team. There's that extra energy. You know, you got to be on your A game, and they're, to be honest with you, they're more fun to play and they're more fun to prepare for. Because you're talking about positive things in the room, things that we got to do to play well, to have some success, and there's a good challenge. So you know the puck drops, and you got to be ready, and they're more fun for the coaches probably as well.
Seemed like there was a pretty good atmosphere on the ice today. Guys look like they're pretty upbeat and excited about this one.
Yeah, I think we've been very consistent in that. We've had a good energy level the whole year, excited to come to the rink and positive on the ice.
What are the keys to cracking down? Obviously, in your own zone, you guys have focused the last couple of days and talked about it in video, everything else.
Just that focus. You know, we've played with the puck an awful lot, even in the two games that we lost. We had control of that puck a fair amount of the time, and you start thinking like that it should look like that all the time. But when you come in and play a team like this, you know they're going to have the puck as well. And you've got to be just as focused on taking that ice away. We played four games in a row, two especially going into this road trip where we had the puck so much that we you know, your minds get away from doing the hard things defensively. You're just not forced into it. You're almost looked at times surprised by it when you have to defend. Here we'll know right from the very start. We lose that opening draw and we've got to be right defending.
As an opposing coach, what's it like to see what Steven Stamkos is doing, especially with what he's gone through the last couple of years here?
Well, great players in the game make the game better. So having the, and Steven Stamkos clearly is one of them, but also got some other ones here. But they make it more exciting for the fans to turn on their TV or show up to a game and watch. So you'd like to see them in the game, and you like the challenge of playing against them. They'll, again, force you to be right in your decisions and to be fast when you make them.
What can you tell us about Steven Mason? He obviously cleared the test.
Cleared today. We'll get him a real hard push. He's been working hard for a week, and to be honest, for us, he said he felt fine for a week. He just couldn't get through one of the sections and passed his test. And so there won't be really any turnaround time on him now. He's going to get a good hard work day to day. We'll make sure he gets off that plane tonight and feels good for tomorrow, and then we'll insert him back in.
He'll get back up Monday?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, he's got to come off IR, and before that, we got to make sure everything is right, and he's still got two more days he's got to get through before we have to make that decision.
Could you have a couple of days there then before you play again on Thursday, finally, right?
Yeah, it's our first two-day block in a month, and we'll make good use of it.